about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes. You tell me one, then I'll tell you one.
No, that's okay. I just want to tell you mine.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
As a liquor store?
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got a quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
I want fifths.
You want fifths. All
right. Four fifths.
Four fifths tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
That was humor, mother.
I know, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I love laughing and laughter.
Oh, yes, we all do. But enough chit-chat.
And now...
You ever been diagnosed with Marfan syndrome?
Is that what that guy from Rent had?
No, that's AIDS.
Our feature presentation.
Well, that's a good way to start.
Is that an awesome one or not?
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday, the 20th of July.
What's up, you guys?
Summer's just flying by, huh?
Right.
Speaking of the 20th of July, you know, Kevin, I note every year that it's the anniversary of the moon landing. It's one of my favorite things in history to read about. But I'm getting a lot of people furious at us that are emailing and tweeting that we're not talking about the eclipse. People are like, why aren't you guys excited and counting down and getting into this eclipse that's happening?
You're Donald Trump right now.
No, I'm serious.
Everybody's asking us why we're not doing it. People are coming up to me on the street. My friend Jim really wants to know why.
I'm saying I've heard from more people than I would have expected about an event that's over a month away that are wondering why we are not getting in on it, talking about it, traveling
to it. No idea what's what you're even talking about now. What eclipse?
The solar eclipse, the big eclipse that's happening, one of the biggest eclipses in North America.
They say that like every few years, it's the biggest one.
Well, this one is, and it's gonna be over a wide swath of America, and people are. I mean,
are they coming up to you on the street and asking you about it?
I answered the business line, and that's what they. No, people are thousands of people are traveling to parts of the country where it can be seen. There are towns all over America that are just they're sold out from eclipse business from people who are.
What exactly happens during this one?
The moon goes in front of the sun, and so it will be dark in the middle of the day.
For how long?
How long?
I don't know how long it takes usually. I mean, we've seen eclipses before. What are they usually? Like a half hour or something like that for the whole thing to happen? 45 minutes, something like that maybe? But apparently it's going to be great in many parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And not where we live, by the way. But I didn't know if you guys had any interest. Is that the type of thing like you would in a million years ever want to see in person? Or are you just cool seeing a photo of it later that night?
Don't be so boring.
Yeah, I don't even care to look at the photo.
No interest in eclipses at all?
What's less than no interest?
So if you were in your house and the eclipse were happening and it just happened to be right over Southern California and it were pitch black outside at noon, you wouldn't even go out and take a peek?
No, that would be cool. And then I'd move on.
I probably would. Yeah, for 3 seconds.
That's awesome. It's dark.
Yep, there it
is.
Hey,
check that out. All right, I'm going to go back in.
I mean, really? Driving. People are traveling?
Oh, yes. Oh, I've seen a ton of stories.
You haven't seen a ton, and there are thousands, and everybody's not coming up to you.
Okay, all of those things are true.
You're exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. Thousands of people
Maybe millions. Go ahead.
Millions. Thousands of people are traveling to parts of the country where the eclipse is going to be best, and they are – I mean, there's huge – look it up. Do a little – you got the Google, right? You got the Google on your computer?
I don't know.
My God. Who the hell cares?
So apparently we're missing the boat on getting it on eclipse fever because it's all that anyone's talking about.
You say it's a month away?
Yeah.
Okay.
What can you say besides
– I mean, really, there's
– Yeah.
There's no fever.
There's a fever. When you sit down in your playpen, I want you to look up eclipse fever and you'll see what I'm talking about here. So anyway, I don't know if
there's something else besides that story or something interesting.
I got something.
Okay,
thing. That was a little aside because
aside.
When you said the date, I thought the moon, and then the next thing I started thinking about was the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
We go to southwestern Louisiana, Grant Parish, where this story began. Bridget Evans was in her bathroom on Monday night and looked down and had blood all over her feet. And thought, you know what? I'm actually pregnant, so this might not be good.
Oh, no.
And it turned out she had gone into labor 7 weeks early. Okay?
So, too much excitement from the eclipse?
It might have been. Doesn't say that here, but it's very possible that's what it was. So she yells out to her husband, Zach, we got to get to the hospital. So they jump in their little car and off they go. Now, what is your policy, Kevin? Because you're the guy we go to for all things highway related.
Right.
What's your policy on how fast somebody should be allowed to go when they're going to the hospital for what seems like an emergency situation?
I mean, I don't think you could legislate that. I think if I'm if I'm afraid for my wife's safety, I'll go as fast as I feel like I need. But you also know, okay, but I could get a ticket for this. And that's just part of life.
Well, Zach says he didn't have time to look at his speedometer. He was worried about his wife. He was worried about the blood. He was worried about the baby. He was doing everything he could to get to the hospital. He was spotted by a police officer who clocked him going 108 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. The officer got behind him, put his lights and his siren on. The vehicle did not stop, started passing people on the side of the road.
Oh.
Went for about 5 miles. Picture 5 miles of this high-speed chase until the officer had corralled other policemen to be on the side of the road and ready to do whatever they needed to do. Because, remember, the cop has no idea what's happening in the car. They just know this guy's booking it, right?
Right, right.
So they do pull him over. And the man is arrested. They put handcuffs on him, and they take him to the station as they call for an ambulance for his wife to go to the hospital. And he apparently was extremely abusive and threatening everyone and screaming and was just out of his mind. Some might argue, understandably, because of the circumstances that he was under. So he was taken to the police station, and he was booked for a number of things, a speeding ticket, flight from an officer, careless operation, other things. And then the police officers took him and dropped him off at the hospital where he met his new daughter, whose birth he had missed. So he's furious because all he wanted to do was be there when his wife gave birth. And the police are saying, look, we didn't know anything about that. And even when he told us, he was, you know, screaming and threatening and was it seemed to be a threat to public safety and on and on and on. So I don't know what to think about this. I don't know that this is a black and white situation.
It's definitely not. I mean, you're not.
I think I would pull over and say, my wife's having a baby right now.
And chances are pretty good that that officer is going to escort you to the hospital.
I would think so.
But you're also not in the frame of mind of thinking, if I do this, maybe the officer will escort me to the hospital. You're just freaking out that your baby is 7 weeks early and there's blood gushing everywhere from your wife. I feel bad for the guy. That's awful.
The police stand by their officer's conduct, saying the arrest was a public safety issue. What if he had hit another vehicle on the way? He could have injured himself. He could have injured his wife, his baby, or somebody else. By the way,
there's no winner here.
Little Letty, I mean, ultimately what matters is that the baby is fine. She was 4 pounds, 4 ounces, and she's doing great. Everything's going to be okay. So there's an unusual story out of Louisiana this week, huh?
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
Hey, spoiler alert.
Thursdays, we talked sports with Jim Rome. Very excited about that. One of our favorite breaks of the week. Allie's a movie star, we found out yesterday.
Yeah, how about
huge.
That?
Yeah. I'd like to talk about it.
How did
I
it
mean...
take us this long? She was in Christmas
Unaccompanied
is for
Myers.
Kids.
Christmas
is for kids. Okay.
Yeah.
2 years in, we find out that Allie has been in a major motion picture, by the way, with a phenomenal all-star cast.
Yeah, the cast is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And hasn't seen it.
Until yesterday,
I watched it.
That's pretty bizarre.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about songs that have been banned from weddings. These are people walk up to the DJ at a wedding and they say, under no circumstances are you to play this song because we're tired of it and it's just not a part of our wedding.
I am going to tell you guys that you will be very surprised, I think, at some of the songs that are most frequently asked to be left out of the DJ set at a reception. You really will.
All right.
Okay.
We got your passes for Comic-Con on the program today, and comedian Ricky Gervais on the show. How about that?
How about that?
Plus, we've got tickets to see him do his comedy when he comes to Southern California. So that's all coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Mm-hmm. California Neighbor Passes, Universal Studios Hollywood once again on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Every day this week, we've got them for you. Rob is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on, sir?
You're lucky to be here, too.
Why? What happened?
Get through that that protest out front. All the people complaining about the lack of eclipse coverage.
Oh, yeah. You saw them with their signs
and
stuff?
They got placards.
Yeah.
They're marching. They're pounding on my car as I was trying to drive into the parking lot.
It's almost right.
No eclipse, no peace. No eclipse, no peace. They're just chanting.
Almost a full-on riot.
It was terrifying. Oh. Thousands of people right? in front of the studio just demanding more coverage of the eclipse that many of us just learned about this morning.
it's been a big deal on the news for a while, you guys.
Just
still a month away?
Yes, I believe it's August 21st is when it's happening. Hmm. Much of North America will have
you should tell us about
view.
That on August 21st, but on your podcast.
How dare you?
Oh, hello, Eclipse. You go, Moon.
You go, Moon.
There we go.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry.
Yeah. Hey, Katy.
You go, girl.
Very rude of her not to respond to you when you're talking right to her.
Right.
That, by the way. Chris Angel. Remember Chris Angel? I'm a mind freak.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm
freaking your mind right now.
Yep.
He's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning.
Why?
Just because of his
magic.
Do
magic
people,
career.
People still like him?
I believe he still has a...
He does still have a show at the Luxor.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Mind Freak Live.
Yeah.
He's got a couple shows in Vegas, I think. Chris Angel Believe and Mind Freak Live. And he will be on hand this morning, 11:30 a.m. at 7018 Hollywood Boulevard, 7018 Hollywood Boulevard, right across the street from Houdini star.
See?
Right. So you can... You can see him. He'll be on hand today. Or will he? He might just disappear, man.
Wow.
I don't know. Does seem like odd timing.
It really does.
Seems like maybe he's on the downside.
Like, let's wait until no one remembers him and then give him a star.
His career is odd.
And who paid for that for him, I wonder? Usually there's some sort of big sponsorship or a event associated with the ceremony. What's this weird?
Probably the Luxor.
Probably. Or Chris himself. He makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
In that Vegas residency of he's got there. So. Hey, did you hear that O.J. Simpson was caught pleasuring himself in his cell and he might not get paroled today?
I did.
Yeah. No, I did not hear that.
Don't understand it.
It's fake news, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Turns out that story was completely fake. And officials with the Nevada State Correctional Facility say that even if it did happen, that information would never be released to the public, and it wouldn't necessarily mean he would not get paroled. So apparently this is one of those urban legends that just kind of took off this week as we get ready for the big show tonight, the most famous parole hearing in the world.
10 a.m., Ralph.
Oh, I thought it was this evening.
10 a.m.,
4 hours.
We'll give you up-to-date coverage leading up to, of course, the parole hearing.
I'm the juice, whatever that is. I'm just trying to be a good guy.
Is I believe OJ talking via television to some people in the room. This is gonna be a great show. I can see why they're broadcasting it. It's good times.
I wonder if he'll be out in time for the eclipse.
I hope so, for his sake.
Yeah.
It's just, it happens all the time, by the way, these eclipses.
Right? That's what I all said. It's like every other year, it's the biggest eclipse we've ever seen.
We're not Cro-Magnon to look up into the sky and go, world end. It's just a thing that happens. It's just things moving around the sky and something's blocking other things out.
Usually it's not a total eclipse. That's a little rarer. And usually...
It is in my heart.
Much of it is...
Yeah.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Usually, it's not all over so much of North America either.
But
that's
what?
Why this one is getting a little
Does
bit
it matter?
Because people think it's neato. That's what it matters.
He just said neato.
Well, those people are the worst people.
I think I may head to Casper,
so
Wyoming.
So are people who say neato.
Casper, Wyoming is maybe where I'm going to spend my eclipse day, I think. I'm taking a look at it right now.
It's going to be a party.
They have bags there in Wyoming? Some desert, I'm hoping? Today's celebrity birthdays. Carlos Santana! One of the great guitarists. 70 years old today. Right?
Right.
Santana.
Hi, Ricky. Yeah. This life ain't good enough. Yeah. I feel my world to lift to up. I can change my life to better suit your mood. I've never heard those parts that you did in there, Ralph, before.
Is it Rob Thomas's birthday?
I was going to say, can we not find any actual Santana?
Black Magic Woman or nothing?
That hurt my heart.
Really? Rob Thomas? That's where we went? That was our Santana chunk?
I mean, he was on that song. He's playing
guitar in the background, way in the background there.
Right.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Carlos.
Carlos Santana has a residency in Las Vegas as well.
What?
Very popular. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
But it's
that's all anyone's talking about.
It's at the luggage carousel, right? There, McCarran?
No. He's got...
He helps you get your bags to the car?
I think he's at the Hard Rock.
Huh. How about that? Dean Winters is 53 years old today. Very talented actor. Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam is 51. Actor Josh Holloway. Remember him from Lost Sawyer?
Sure.
48 years
old.
Dean
hated him so much.
Oh, hated him so much.
Terrible actor.
Not at all.
No. Terrible actor.
His wife is...
Unrelated?
His wife had a
she
huge
thought he was attractive,
huge
but he was a terrible actor who ruined every scene he was in.
Wow.
That completely is unbelievable. It was like he was acting in a different show from everyone else.
Disproportionate amount of hatred.
Yes. Well, he should have been better.
Sandra Oh is 46 years old today. Omar Epps is 44. Judy Greer! We love Judy Greer.
So much.
She's 42 years old today. Gisele Bündchen celebrates her 37th birthday. Harley Mortenstein, our buddy from YouTube, of course, the guy who makes good, funny foods.
Epic mealtime.
Yeah. Yep. 32 years old. John Francis Daly used to be on Freaks and Geeks back today. Now he's a very successful screenwriter, 32 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Comedian, actor Ricky Gervais joins us just after 7 a.m. this morning on K-Rock. We love him. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Hey,
I wouldn't say it that way, though. It seems creepy.
Yeah, it seemed weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant it as a compliment.
Yeah. How about we love him?
I'm just sincerely.
We love him.
Right.
Try it again.
We love him. He's the best. Okay. The Dodgers are a team that plays baseball well, and they won again last night. 9-1, Kevin, they won last night.
Unbelievable.
In a game that was shortened by rain. So who knows? Could have been 20-1. But they ended up at 9-1 is when they called it. So that's their 11th in a row. This season has been a marvel to enjoy.
And that's why it was so much fun yesterday morning, late, when we got a chance to catch up with Dodger fan number one, Mama Muggs.
Our friend DJ Omar Khan in studio with us now. How are you, Omar?
Good, man. How are you?
Omar does weddings and parties and bar mitzvahs and quinceañeras. You do it all, right?
I do it all. And thanks for mentioning bar mitzvahs. Yeah, mitzvah brothers, me and Beer Mug.
How's that going?
It's not going well.
Oh.
So we need to get the word out. Yeah.
What, is this a new act you guys are making available to people?
Yeah, I think Bean was on vacation when we announced this.
Oh, yes. Mitzvah brothers.
Right. Yeah, the mitzvah brothers. It's a thing, Bean. So we have a couple of gigs already, a book for next year. But if you're a Jew, we will. Hook you up, bar mitzvah, and I handle the music, and we have Beer Mug on the microphone.
He's like
and
the hype man,
he's
right?
the hype man. Yeah,
Excellent. Exactly.
Yeah, he's my Flava Flav.
Now, do you guys take care of the bris, too? Is that something you handle or no?
Wow, no.
Hey, if the money's right, I'll do anything. You know what
I mean? So DJOmarCod.com for all the details on that if you want to hire the boys.
Or just look them up on the internet under
Omar North Tower.
The reason I'm glad you're here is I saw a fascinating article. You guys guys know this is a website, 538.com. It became a big, big deal during the election. They did a lot of political analysis. But they do surveys and articles on lots of different topics. And this particular one, they consulted 24 professional DJs, guys just like our friend Omar, about 200 weddings that they had done to put together a list of the most common songs and artists that the bride and groom say, whatever you do, don't play that. Now, does this happen a lot? I'm sure people have favorite songs. They got a first dance song, you know, and they got the song of the bride and the dad. But how often do they say, hey, there's some stuff I really want to make sure you don't play?
Well, every DJ, that's a thing you have to do. You have to ask the bride and groom, what songs are do you want to do not playlist? Because you as a DJ would hate to be at their wedding and play a song that they don't like.
But I didn't even know that was a cat. I wouldn't have even thought that was a category of.
Yeah, you do that.
People demand you not play certain songs.
Oh, for sure, sure. And there are definitely songs that like 10 years ago were no brainers and they were kind of go tos.
Right.
That are big no nos. Yeah. Now. Yeah. Huh. Totally.
And by the way, one thing that's mentioned is you don't want to accidentally play a song that was like the groom's romantic song with his last girlfriend,
yeah,
for instance.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things you got to stay away from.
Totally.
Well, it won't surprise you, Omar, and maybe the rest of the room won't know this, that most of the songs in the top 10 are novelty dances. Things like the Macarena, the Electric Boogie, the Hokey Pokey.
Like
those
YMCA.
Are well, we're going to get to YMCA because that's the first of the pop songs on the list, and I was a little bit surprised to see it. But number one is the Chicken Dance. The Chicken Dance is like your grandparents' wedding song, right? Nobody's into the Chicken Dance anymore.
I haven't played that in 15 years. It's been a long time.
Now, the one in the top 10 that I didn't know, Omar, is called The Wobble by VIC. What's that about?
The Wobble is one of these group dances. It was huge maybe like 7 years ago.
Can you sing some of it for us?
It goes, wobble, 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 wobble.
I do notice that there are a lot of the DJs interviewed in this article who say anything that involves line dancing, we don't want to have anything to do with that. Is that what this is? Is this that kind of thing?
So there are two kind of types of bride and grooms. There are the ones who want to stay away from this, which I think it's a huge mistake because there are still like 90% of your guests will hear this, and they'll be like, "Oh my god, let's party!" You know
just
what I mean?
Wanting to get out there.
Are we still talking about the Wobble song?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, I played this. I'm not kidding. It was a crowd, and as a DJ, I've always said this. I played clubs, raves. I mean, I've done it all. There's no party harder than a wedding because the crowd is so different. It's so diverse, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And when I play these songs, it's packed. Everybody.
Really?
It doesn't matter
even
if it's old, young. Yeah, because they know it, and they know it's a simple line dance, and everybody could get involved. Absolutely.
All right. Omar mentioned the first pop song on the list that is most banned by wedding couples, and that is the YMCA. And is that just because, A, it's old, but, B, it's just a novelty, and novelties just wear out,
right? If you're drunk at a wedding, you're doing the YMCA with a grandma, with a three-year-old.
Really?
And absolutely. That's just fun.
I think I was one of the first DJs that banned it.
Like
the bride
couple.
A bride and groom would tell me, hey, we want this. I'm like, no.
No.
By the way, he's not exaggerating. Yeah. I know this about Omar. There are a couple of songs where even if you want them and you're paying him, he won't play
them.
Like,
no thanks.
All right.
Fun.
Yeah. I need an explanation from you, Omar, as to how this song can possibly be number 9 on the most banned list. I was shocked by this. Was only like 2 or 3 years ago, right? And it was a huge hit and easy to dance to. What's the problem people have with Happy by Pharrell?
It burned so white hot that this is one of those songs that was at every wedding, getting played twice at a wedding, and people are just over it. It's just one of those things.
Just overuse in too short amount of time.
Absolutely. And the other one that I'm getting now is I think it's called
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Mm-hmm. Just too much.
Just too much.
There are a lot of those kinds of lists. Single Ladies is further down on the list. Turn Down for What is on the list. The Whip and the Nae Nae is on the list. Just things that have just been burnt out. The Gangnam Style. Nobody wants to hear the Gangnam Style anymore. All right, couple more. This one surprised me a little bit, too, because I thought the Isley Brothers were forever, but no. You know you make me wanna
kick my heels up and down. That's my jam.
I'm sorry?
That's
Does that still
jam.
Work?
I love that. That's one of my go-tos.
Did you say that's your jam?
That's my jam. I love that song. That's great music.
But it's also a little bit softer now, a little bit louder now. How do you beat that, right?
But is that on the list, B?
It's number 10 on the list of the most banned songs.
That really surprises me.
People specifically saying, hey, no more with the shout.
All right, Kevin, here's one you're going to support. This is number 11. Love Shack by the B-52s.
Come on, Kevin.
I got to tell you, I've come around on that one.
Oh. Really?
I used to really hate it, but I could see...
That's a fun song.
Yeah, if you're... You drink at weddings, especially
totally.
At the receptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that when that comes on, it's good times.
It's
but no, you're saying that's number 11 on this list of songs they don't want.
Yeah. All right. So a bunch more songs on the list. We Are Family, Blurred Lines. Oh, yeah. Celebration is one that really surprised me, by
totally.
The way.
Oh, damn.
Just
really?
Because
it's
it burned?
Just over, right?
Just over. Yeah. 10 years ago, that was one of my go-tos, you know, especially like, you know, if we're doing like, you know, the money dance or something slow, you hit that. Packed dance floor.
Celebration.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking about this article on 538.com about the songs and the artists that couples don't want at their wedding receptions. Before we go, I just want to mention, here's some broader categories of artists in general that the bride and groom say no. And number one, won't surprise anybody on this list, is Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
People don't want the Biebs, even though he's got the number one song in America right now. It replaced the number one song in America that was also his. He's had so many hits that are so big on pop radio. Why do people hate dancing to him so much?
I don't know, but I'm doing a wedding in a couple of weeks, and the groom is like, no Biebs. Under no circumstance, no Biebs. And a couple of weeks ago, I was doing a wedding, and Despacito is just a phenomenal hit.
Yeah,
right?
That's the
huge
biggest song
hit.
In the world, right?
So it's been a thing, you know, when I hit that song, people dance, right?
Okay.
So I hit that song, and it was the Biebs version. The bride comes to me in the middle of Despacito. She's like, no, not at my wedding.
Is that right?
Absolutely. She's all like, play the all Spanish version. Play just the Luis Fonsi version.
Good for
and
her.
Exactly. And the crowd was like, yeah! So I hopped on the microphone. And I was just like, well, the bride said no Biebs at the wedding. Everyone's like, yeah! It was awesome. It was so cool.
Number two on the banned artist list, by the way, Backstreet Boys, which was a surprise to me. Then Bruno Mars, which I wouldn't have expected.
What? That's crazy.
He's got the Uptown Funk, right? He's got
the
24 Karat.
Yep.
Yeah. Rick James after that, then Rihanna, and then Sir Mix-a-Lot. So there you go. That's the list. So keep those things in mind when you're booking Omar to do your wedding this summer, will you?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
Guys, we're going to talk to Ricky Gervais coming up right after 7 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like we are qualified to have Mr. Gervais as a guest.
He's the best. I saw him do stand-up when he did it at the Dolby Theater last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And killed.
Yeah.
He just killed. He's great.
He's real funny.
Yep.
Anyway, that's coming up. Ralph's here now. Time for the showbiz beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
You guys are scintillating.
Right?
That's... It's hard not to listen.
The way we explain stuff it just brings it to life.
The chemistry you two have.
Right?
I get sick. I can see why the success has been so long-lasting.
He's a comedian, and he's real funny, Ralph. That's what we're saying.
Draw in the listener with just your...
Thank you.
Your charisma.
Thank you, Ralph.
Fascinating.
Thank you. It's nice of you.
Dialogue.
Thank you.
Atomic Blonde. Bow-wow-wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow-wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Right?
Be awesome if that was the theme.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yep.
Atomic Blonde, the new Charlize Theron film. Boy, does this look terrific. It's in theaters everywhere on July 28th. But we are having a special K-Rock advanced screening of Atomic Blonde on the 25th at Pacific's The Grove. It's Charlize, it's James McAvoy, Sophia Boutella. Great cast. Cannot wait to see this film. I'll be there. That's all. Just want to let you know.
That's it.
I'm going. You probably can't. No, I have tickets to give away.
Yeah.
I've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away, but I want to give it to someone who's going to truly appreciate it. A Charlize fan. So I'm going to give you a pretty simple trivia question. But if you know the correct answer and you call in at 1-800-520-1067 and you're one of the first 5 people with the right answer, you will get a pair of passes to see our advanced screening of Atomic Blonde. Here's the question. Charlize, not only beautiful, not only charming, not only a sweetheart, not only a movie star, but she's also an Oscar winner. For what film did she win her Best Actress Oscar? Best Actress Academy Award for what film? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. All right. We finally have an answer. Our long national nightmare is over.
An answer to...
The question we've all asked.
Which is...
After months of talks and speculation...
The question is, will Ryan return to host American Idol? Will he be in the rebooted Idol on ABC? Well, the answer is Seacrest in!
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow. You only did that story for that, right?
Say Seacrest out.
Yeah, wow. I know.
Yeah.
I stole that from Variety, actually. That was their headline. He announced this morning on Live with Kelly and Ryan that he indeed will be returning to host American Idol on ABC. So there you have it. The team's band's back together again.
How much did he get?
It does not say here. More to come. They're going to release details, as apparently he really kept the secret pretty good so he could announce it on his show in the morning, and they didn't really have details. But at the time, they were saying, what, 15 million?
15, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys remember when you tried to high-five that blind guy?
Sure do. That was spectacular. He's the best host. He's the best. Who else do you know would do that?
Me.
That's true. But besides
That's
you.
That's why I love it.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays.
You have a winner if you want
to. Oh, yeah, we can do that first.
Yeah.
Candace. Hi, Candace.
Hello.
Hi. What was the movie that Charlize won her Oscar for? What performance?
Monster.
Monster, indeed. That's right. Eileen Wuornos. She played that crazy hooker murderer. Remember?
Yep.
Yeah, scary stuff. Hold on, Candace. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to go see our special K-Rock advanced screening of Atomic Blonde.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Also, congratulations to Cassie and Lou and David and Joaquin. He's also going to the
Joaquin's
well,
name.
If they're not going to put names up, I'm just going to make them up. That's
Tony.
All. Oh, Tony.
Tony.
Okay. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dean Winters is 53 years old today. Very talented actor. Stone Gossard is 51 from Pearl Jam, of course. Josh Holloway, Bean's favorite actor, is 48. Sandra Oh is 46. Omar Epps is 44. Judy Greer is 42. Gisele Bündchen is 37 years old today. Harley Mornstein is 32. John Francis Daly, also 32. And Carlos Santana! Yeah. Just hop on that. Hop on that guitar. Just ride it.
That's real good.
Ride it!
Are you shouting at me specifically?
Yes. Just get on that solo and just ride it like a surfboard. Oh, damn, that's good stuff. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Ricky Gervais next. Our next guest you probably know from being the lead singer of Siona Dancing and the song Bitter Heart.
Finally, some good music up in here. Thank you for that, Kevin.
I got to tell you, Ricky Gervais is on the phone, and I'm not playing that ironically. I like that song.
It's really good.
Hey, Ricky, welcome back to the Kevin Beach Show. How are you, sir?
Wow. Yeah, that was a surprise. Lovely. That's lovely. As you said, you probably know him from, I was thinking, is he going to say the Golden Globes or the Office?
Yeah, right.
But
one
no.
or the other.
Surprise!
You know, I got somebody sent me that. Somebody sent me that on Twitter. They said when Ricky's on, you have to play that clip of it, and he sent it to me. I was like, I didn't know he was in a band. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. When I was thin with a jawline and lots of hair, and then straight after I recorded that song, I discovered pizza.
Was there a time in your life, Ricky, that you were disappointed that your musical career appeared to be in the rearview mirror? Is it something you hoped to go further with?
Yeah, well, immediately. I mean, well, the thing is, you see, what people got to realize is that you know, that they show the clip on chat shows, you just played it. And the only reason people know about it is because I'm now famous for something else.
Right.
You think how many, everyone's in a band when they're 20, and it's a, you know, it's a distant memory, but mine comes back to haunt me. but that was like 1983, and it, you know, I joined a band, I went to college, I joined a band, we got signed immediately, we put a couple of records out that didn't make it, and we got dropped immediately. It was all over by 1984.
Oh.
But yeah, I thought, you know, like every kid, I thought, well, this is it. I'm gonna be a famous pop star all
sure.
my life.
Yeah.
And
well,
then,
it worked out for you. I think I no complaints, I'm sure.
You know what? It worked out because it was over, and I was 23 when it was over. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like Yeah,
you didn't spend 30 years chasing a dream and then have to give up and regroup. You were onto something else.
No, exactly.
I got to tell you, you mentioned the Golden Globes. I love when you host the Golden Globes so much because you push just a little too far and some people get upset, and that dynamic seems to make you so happy.
Well, do you know what? I think it's more about attitude because I'm in a room full of like millionaires winning awards, but there are 200 million people watching that show around the world that aren't millionaires and right. aren't winning awards. So what's in it for them? I try to make it a bit of a spectator sport, but it's all attitude. If you look at the things I'm actually saying, that goes out at prime time at like 6 p.m. So I couldn't have been saying anything too bad, or I'd have got, we'd have got a complaint. It's sort of attitude that I think the first time I did it, people thought, oh, this is blasphemy. He can't have a go at Hollywood star. That's illegal. I think I just shocked them a bit. But by the third and fourth time, people sort of got it. It is my right to tease them because I don't hate them, And let's get it in context. That wasn't a room full of wounded soldiers.
Right.
I wasn't saying anything that bad. I was sort of teasing my kind, I'm sort of one of them, but you can't do that when you're on stage. It'd be nauseating if I just came out and said, "Hey George, how you doing? Hey Brad, see you Saturday." It's awful,
I'd like to hear you say, "Hey Brad, see you Saturday." That'd be odd, but I'd like it.
But what I really appreciate from you, Ricky, and this is the voice of Ricky Gervais, by the way, coming back to Southern California end of October, early November for some shows called the Humanity World Tour, and we'll get into those in just a second. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. What I loved about that is in the immediate days after the last Golden Globes appearance you made, in all the outcry, you said, "Look, no one has the right to not be offended." And I swear, I want to get that tattooed on my body so I never forget that, because I do think so many of us, particularly those of us on the radio like we are right now, Ricky, so many of us worry that people are going to get offended, but that you really stripped it down to the essence, which is, so what if some people are offended? There's no reason why everybody has to like everything all the time, always.
Well, do you know what? Everyone has the right to be offended. And as you say, no one has the right to never be offended. And as I've always said, just because you're offended, it doesn't mean you're right.
I think
people say this thing, "I'm offended," and they expect that thing to stop as opposed to deal with their own emotions. But I do want to say, all you've done is tell me your feeling. It's like me saying, "I've got a pain in my leg," and everyone goes, "What do you want us to do about it?" who cares? Some people are offended by equality. Some people are offended by gay marriage. Some people are offended by mixed marriage. So what? It's their problem. I think offence is taken, not given. I don't go out there to try and offend. I go out and tell the truth. And some people are going to be offended by that because some people don't like the truth.
Yes.
It's as simple as that, And I think the problem with offence with comedy comes when people mistake the subject of the joke with the actual target. It happens all the time. They see a taboo subject and they think, "Oh, you shouldn't joke about that." And I say, "Who says you shouldn't joke about that?" Mm-hmm. It's nonsense. It's a nonsense thing to say. You shouldn't. Even journalists say to me, "Is there anything you wouldn't joke about?" And I say to them, "Is there anything you wouldn't write about?" It depends on the joke. It depends how you handle the joke. There are some cruel jokes. There are some hurtful jokes. There are jokes that hurt people's feelings on purpose, that go after things that people can't help. But, if you go after things that are out there in public and people's behaviour that they can help or situations, some jokes don't punch up or down. They don't punch anywhere. They're a pun. You have to take every joke on its own merit. And that's the other problem as well. Context. Any one of my lines in my new stand-up show, just printed out of context, would look horrendous. People come along on the journey. They get it. Like, they know you. They know a friend. If you interrupted any conversation, It could be really odd and telling and frightening.
Now, Ricky, the last time you were here, I'm not sure it's the last time you're here. The last time I saw you, I went with my wife, and you had that serious leaflet that came out in, 1989 or something, about how to avoid getting AIDS. And that was, I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And how lucky are you that you found that?
Well, exactly. And you know what? It's funny. Because it's true. It's a real leaflet that went around by the Terence Higgins Trust. And And because you know the setup and that they're trying to do something sort of important and cool, and I'm just reading out what was said, you're laughing at the situation. If I made up that leaflet, if I said, wouldn't it be funny if?
Right.
It wouldn't be funny at all. You can go anywhere. But when you're an observational comic, there's nothing funnier than the truth. There's nothing funnier than real life. There's nothing more dramatic than real life. It can't fiction can't compete with real life. And as I get older, my own sort of ambition is to be more and more honest. And this is my most honest talk. And I always have in a way, but now I'm sort of turning the mirror on myself. I'm sort of, it's more confessional. I think I've reached the age where I got old people rights. So I can say what I'm
about
now.
Oh, no.
I don't care anymore. Listen, I'm going to die soon, so I'm going to get some stuff off my chest, whether you like it or not.
Ricky, I liked hearing that this is the first time in your career that you really consider yourself a stand-up.
Yeah. No, I do. I look back at my first four, you know, over the last sort of 15 years, and they were okay, and I'm proud of them, and I did my best, and some people might even not even tell the truth, and some people might like them more than this, but to me, I know that I'm a proper stand-up for the first time, and there's many reasons for that. I think because I wrote them, I sort of wrote them like a TV special and went out and sort of performed them fine, pretty well, you know, but this time, I just walked out onto stage, you know, with a beer and some notes on the back of my hand, and it feels different to me. It's more organic. It's more honest. Because, you know, I've always tried to tell the truth about things, but now I'm telling the truth about me mm-hmm. and my family and how the world's crumbling around.
The shows are coming to the Dolby Theater. October 28 is sold out. A few seats left for the 30th, and a third show just added for Wednesday, November 1st. All the shows available at Ticketmaster. Tickets start as low as $50 to see the great stand-up comedian Ricky Gervais in the prime of his career. Ticketmaster.com.
I heard he's about to die, though, Bean.
I heard that, too. So yeah. See him while he's still alive. We're giving away some tickets here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now, though. If you are a Ricky Gervais fan and you'd like to be there to see the Humanity Tour, you can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. Callers 20 through 24, you win those tickets. And Ricky, I have one more question because you tweeted something a couple of days ago that I was fascinated with, which is it sounds like you may be getting back into radio. Is there something you can tell us new on that?
I can tell you what's happened so far, but still no promises. Yesterday, I did a pilot for Sirius XM Radio, and it went really well, and I just chatted for a couple of hours, and I was playing music, and honestly, it came flooding back to me. And it's not just like a lovely job, you know, it's a great job. I started in radio,
yeah.
And it's the best job in the world. And nothing connects like radio. It's in people's head. It's also the medium of convenience. You can do it driving and doing the ironing, and, you know, it'll never go away, radio. So, but it's funny because it took me back to beyond that. It took me back till I was 14 in my bedroom with my mates playing records. You know, it's just beautiful. So, yeah, I want to do it. I don't want to let people down, so I can't do 5 days a week or even maybe once a week. So I might save them up and put them out as a series or do occasional specials. But, yeah, I really, it's sitting down. Which really suits me these days.
Hey, Ricky, was it a solo podcast or was there anyone with you?
I got a couple of chums to help me out.
Really? Probably, like two?
I don't know if you know them. But I've got Mike Birbiglia, who's a stand-up comic and a filmmaker.
Oh, sure.
And Sam from...
With Jim Norton?
Sam. And I use different people around the world. I do some from England, I do some from New York, and I do some from LA. So, I want it to be a lovely, a sort of an ongoing.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, we'll stand by for more information on that. Again, don't sleep on this, you guys. Ticketmaster.com. See the great Ricky Gervais on stage at the Dolby on Monday, October 30th and or Wednesday, November 1st. Ricky, we don't get to talk to you very often, but we always so much enjoy it. Thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show today.
I'll do it anytime. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
We appreciate
so much.
It. Bye now.
Cheers, guys.
Am I good? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're a Jake Paul fan, if you know who he is and you like him, stick around. We've got some words about your boy coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, yesterday during the show, Ralph brought up that it was Pez from That 70 Show's birthday, Wilmer Valderrama.
Fez, yeah.
I think it's Fez.
Pez, right. And Ali said, oh, I did a movie with him. And we were like, what? Right. It turns out that Ali was in a film, your one and only movie, Ali?
My one and only.
Back in 2006, a movie that came out called Unaccompanied Minors, directed by the great Paul Feig, who we love, by the way.
Who's
done so much excellent work. Had him on recently for his Ghostbusters movie. Why did you never mention this to us before, Ali?
It's just not really something I talk about, because I'm not an actress, obviously, if you've seen the movie. It's just something I did. And I was doing the news in Salt Lake City, and a person from Warner Brothers called and said, hey, the director of our movie is watching you on the news. He finds you amusing. He'd like to talk to you. Okay, great. So I met with Paul Feig, and I was a huge Freaks and Geeks fan. So I was like, holy crap, you're Paul Feig. And he said, hey, I just wrote this little part. You're going to be a newscaster, and you're going to alert the kids that are left at this airport. It's all about these kids who their parents are going through a divorce. They have to fly to a different city for the holidays. They get stuck in an airport, unaccompanied minors. So you're going to alert the kids to the baggage claim sale,
and
whatever.
When you watched it, were you proud of yourself? Did you feel like you really nailed it?
As I mentioned yesterday, I haven't seen it.
What? Now, that's the most surprising part
about
this
weird.
Whole thing.
It's weird. And I will say this. Every Christmas, every holiday, I get tweets like, did I just see you in Unaccompanied Minors? Why, yes, you did. How was I? Because I haven't seen it.
Why wouldn't you watch it?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
It honestly doesn't. And it wasn't a conscious decision like, I am not going to watch this. It was just, I don't know. I just...
Just never got around to the movie you were in?
I know. I was very busy.
Because the only thing that we have in our lives is Kevin Amin's Rockstar, the film that we co-starred in with Jennifer Aniston. And we did watch it, but just one time.
It was that awful. But we hated it.
But at least we saw it, though.
Yeah. True.
You didn't even see it. Now, by the way, before we hear this clip of Miss Ally McKay's work in this film, Rob Corddry is in this movie. Rob Riggle is in this movie. Jessica Walter, David Koechner, BJ Novak, Mindy Kaling. I mean,
Kristen Wiig, Tony Hale. The lead is Lewis Black. I mean,
it's unbelievable how many people.
This cast.
How would you not watch that movie, even if you weren't in it?
Just because of all the people you love in it.
Honestly, I was shocked yesterday when people looked it up on IMDb. They're like, "You're the Perky Presenter." I'm like, "Really?
That's what they named you?
That's my name, Perky Presenter."
All right,
excellent.
What's the setup? Give us the setup again before we hear your tape.
The kids are at the airport and they look up at the TV and the newscast, and I am alerting the kids to something that's happening.
This is easily the storm of the century.
Worst blizzard we've seen.
10-foot drifts.
And then after Christmas, head up to Hoover International Airport for the first ever unclaimed baggage warehouse sale. You never know what you might find. Clothes, toys, electronics. If someone's lost it, you can buy it. And
oh, no. Did you bite your tongue again?
That was the reaction, I think, to my acting.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on, right?
Thank you.
For your consideration, is it too late?
By
the way,
I think that's a little loud.
Can you turn that down? Turn the music down.
Just turn it down.
The clip is on Facebook.
Okay.
You can actually see the video clip on Facebook. How many takes do you remember, Ali? Did you have trouble with that? Because that's a lot of dialogue.
One take, Osmond.
Whoa!
Yeah. No, I have no memory. No, I do. I can say this because I watched it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine bought me the DVD and said, it's ridiculous that you haven't seen it.
It is.
So I found the DVD. I took the wrapping off. It's like, oh my God, this is pathetic. But I will say this. I don't remember wearing that red Christmas sweater.
Okay.
I don't remember wearing a Santa hat.
Did you fast forward through the movie just to get to your part?
I didn't have to because it was the first six minutes.
Did you stop after the first 6 minutes?
I thought about it, but then it's so weird that I haven't seen this because it's a Christmas movie, first of all, that I love.
And it's chock full of some of your favorite actors in the world.
I will say this. It was adorable. It was just a lovely kids movie about Christmas.
You did it in 2006.
Yeah.
And you watched it yesterday.
Again, very busy.
This was a success.
We're going to talk sports with our friend Jim Rome coming up just after 8 o'clock. Comic-Con tickets for you next hour as well. I remember when Justin Bieber moved into that house in Calabasas, and the neighbors were like, no, no, no. We don't want that circus coming to our town.
Yeah.
I think this kid, Jake Paul, may be worse, Kevin.
Yeah, he seems annoying.
He's not just driving too fast up and down the street. He is actively creating a scene every day at his house. For starters, and I know you got some news piece here, for starters, imagine a celebrity moving into your neighborhood and publicly broadcasting his address so that people are coming all the time to your street to hang out in front of his house. That would be terrible if you live next door to this dude, right?
It would. He has a YouTube channel. He does a lot of stuff that looks fun. He blows up a lot of stuff, which I'm down with. But inviting everybody over to the house seems like a disaster for the neighbors, and they're not happy at all. And here's the report.
Social media and internet sensation Jake Paul thrills his fans with wild stunts and antics.
Take your left hand off and push.
The 20-year-old Disney actor is a pop culture powerhouse with 8.5 million followers on Instagram.
8.5 million.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Hot take.
And YouTube. He rents a large house in an upscale West Hollywood neighborhood, and this tight-knit community has become the new setting for many of his pranks and performances.
The neighbors hate me, but I'm still gonna flip and send it.
He apparently makes his address no secret, and that piece of information draws an endless stream of fans, mostly young girls, the day we visited, and their parents, to the property.
He's funny.
Savage.
Savage?
Yeah.
A recent stunt involved tossing furniture into an empty pool and setting the pile on fire.
All right, neighbors say, let me stop there. Is that a stunt?
Is it a stunt?
To toss furniture into an empty pool and set it on fire. Is that a stunt?
I mean, not really.
No, it's not, right?
But it sounds fun because it involves fire.
But Kevin,
I would think that your neighbors would.
Yeah, if you went home today and looked outside and there was a raging fire in the pool next door at your neighbor's house.
I mean, I'd appreciate it, but I don't think I'm in the majority.
I don't think you'd appreciate it because I think you would be terrified about the wind blowing some of that over to your property and catching your house on fire.
That's possible. But I love fire, so what am I supposed to do about that? Live by the sword, die by the sword, right? No? All right, let's continue with the report.
Neighbors say flames eventually grew higher than the house, and as the pit was burning and smoking, they were fuming.
We used to be a really nice, quiet street, and now we're just this, like, war zone.
We're families here, and we're...
She says it's a war zone.
Well, it must feel like that if the flames are going above his house.
It's a war zone.
Families here, and we're more than happy to have them live here if they're respectful of their neighbors, but they're not.
But as neighbors living with this every day, we're fed up.
Look at them.
Shortly after we arrived, look who came out to greet us.
Jake, channel 5.
Yeah, you're not
Are we live?
Hablamos español también.
Oh, está bien. Te amo mucho.
Yeah. All right. Now what he does.
Honestly.
Now what he does is he walks over to the TV van and climbs on top of it. And that makes the reporter angry.
Jake, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't crawl up there.
Why?
Okay. I just wouldn't do that.
A lot of the neighbors are complaining. They're very upset.
No, why?
Why? They say that you've created a living hell out here. That it's like a circus.
Yeah, it is.
All the fans.
I mean, but people like going to circuses, right?
What do you say to the neighbors, though, that are upset? Then they're really upset.
No, I honestly.
You can't beat them, join them.
No, I'm honestly. Yeah, it's terrible. It's a bad situation. No, I feel bad for them, for sure. There's nothing we could do, though. The Jake Paulers are the strongest army out there. Dab.
I have one question for you.
Okay, yeah? stop.
Did he just say dab?
He did.
And then he dabbed?
And then he dabbed,
oh,
yes.
What an idiot.
Yeah. And he says there's nothing we can do about it because his army, the Jake Paulers or whatever they're called, are so strong. Like, he has no power to stop them from coming to this house.
Right.
Murder button, right?
There's nothing we could do, though. The Jake Paulers are the strongest army out there. Dab.
I have one question for you.
Yeah?
What are those?
Wow, topical. Dabbing and what are those?
What are those? And he takes a picture of his shoes, and then they all run away like it was the greatest accomplishment in the history of man.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that neighborhood?
No.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
It is Ralph Garman time. What's going on, man?
Well, Hulu
just announced a big deal with 20th Century Fox Television, which means it'll be able to stream nearly 3,000 episodes from 26 different comedy and drama series from the 20th Century Fox Television Library.
Ooh, tell me, I love Hulu. What have I been missing?
Well, a lot of people complained for the longest time you could not see MASH anywhere online. You could not stream MASH anywhere.
Oh. Hmm.
You had to buy pretty much the DVDs in order to watch reruns of MASH if you weren't watching in syndication. Hmm. So this is the first time it's available in a long time from a streaming service. You'll get all 11 seasons of MASH you'll be able to watch now on Hulu. NYPD Blue, the full NYPD Blue library you'll be able to see.
Your episodes are going to be the most popular, probably, well, right?
Naturally. Officer Gruden still, I think, is a fan favorite. Mary Tyler Moore Show, Saying Elsewhere, Hill Street Blues, Bob Newhart Show, all those classics will now be available on
great
Hulu.
Great stuff.
But some, really, the big story is, first of all, Reba. Finally, we get to stream Reba.
I'm sorry?
How many times have you said, oh, I want to go back and check out some Reba eps?
Just last night.
Right? Yeah. And then you're stonewalled because there's nowhere to stream Reba.
This is great news.
You got that? You can finally take a look at Saving Grace. You can check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
Lie to Me. That's available now.
I used to watch that show.
What happened now? What now?
What? You read body language and tell if people are lying. So I was interested in that. Keep my mind sharp.
Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. That's finally available. Come we can on. Finally check that out. So that's good news, right?
I mean, is that particular one good news?
Better Off Ted, finally.
I love Better Off Ted.
Well, then you can enjoy that on Hulu.
That's a fantastic show. Oh, Portia de Rossi was in that. A lot of great people were in there. Really,
stop
really funny.
Take it easy.
Who you are.
No, it was really funny. I was so bummed out when that got canceled.
The Glades?
Oh, The Glades.
I don't know The Glades.
You loved The Glades.
I don't know The Glades.
You used to talk about The Glades all the time.
What is it?
It's that show about
show
the, Glades.
The Glades.
Come on.
When they go to The Glades?
Don't be stupid. It's about The Glades.
Say, oh, let's get out of here. So
the Glades
in here.
I have a question
not
for you,
not everyone's
Ralph.
A winner is what I guess the point I'm trying to make is. But there's a lot of television you can watch now on Hulu.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, boy.
For me, the holy grail of the unavailable TV series is Larry Sanders.
Sure.
Right? Larry Sanders. Where the hell is Larry Sanders?
It's on HBO Go.
Some episodes are. You can't get them all. They have select episodes. And that's the same thing they've done with DVDs. They've issued, they put out, a best of or something like that of 10 episodes or whatever, 15, whatever it is.
Not enough for you.
But the whole series is not available is what I'm saying.
Right.
All right. So get on that, Hollywood.
That's wrong.
You know, Bean just sits there in a chair waiting for television. He's just waiting for it to happen.
Yep.
Kevin's out there running, eating strawberry ice cream, swimming. Filling up his days with all kinds of activities.
I'm a busy guy.
So busy. We had no idea how busy Kevin was until yesterday, and they told us how busy he is. But I get the feeling Bean isn't as busy.
I'm extraordinarily busy. Look.
You know, I think you're just waiting for Larry Sanders.
You guys never want to accept that this is true, but I spend a tremendous amount of time preparing for this radio show.
No, I believe that. I do believe that.
And it shows.
I do believe it.
Well, it may not show, but I am putting in the effort, whether it pays off or not. I am trying. So that's where a lot of my time goes.
Less of mine.
Well, you're so busy.
We should
Kevin.
Probably flip that.
You couldn't possibly with all your busyness.
Right? Because I got all that stuff.
Like trying to open chocolate milk.
Hey, Red! Red, why don't you turn on the television, man? I want to watch some TV.
Why are we hearing about Elvis right now?
We're hearing about Red. Red West, Elvis's right-hand man.
Did he die?
For the
Just let him finish the story.
For the better part of his career, has passed away.
Bean cannot wait on death.
You couldn't wait for me to
but
finish
it was death,
the sentence.
Because it's death.
Because it's death? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
No. I hadn't heard, and I didn't
right.
know if that's
so if
where
I'm
you were going.
If I launched into a story, maybe you could just wait to see what I was talking about and get your answer.
All right. So he's okay?
He was 81 years old. Knew Elvis back when they were kids, stayed friends throughout the years, and Elvis hired him to be his right-hand man, the head of the Memphis Mafia, along with Joe Esposito. Red lived in Graceland. With Elvis. Traveled with the king wherever he went. You can see Red also in 18 of Presley's movies. Always got him a role in the films. Actually became a pretty successful actor on his own. Performed in the Walking Tall movies in 73 and 75. Was in Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze in 89. Did a bunch of television. Was pretty successful as an actor. And was fired by Elvis Presley's father, Vernon, 2 weeks before Elvis died.
Huh. Vernon's a dick.
Right? He's now passed away at the age of 81. Red West. Come on, Red. Let's get some teenage girls and make them wrestle in their underwear. That's what Elvis was into, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Teenage girls wrestling in their underwear.
Really?
Bean?
I can see it.
Huh.
Are you asking for confirmation that that's what he was into? Yes.
Okay. Better than Chuck Berry. Remember what Chuck Berry was into?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We don't need to get into this at all.
I don't know if a lot of people know Chuck Berry. He had some unique interests when it came to the ladies, right? Right? Exactly.
I hate this so much.
Why do you hate it so much?
Well, we didn't make it up, right? You know, that's
this
not
happened.
Us.
Yeah, but
this is real. That's an actuality.
Right, but it's a tiny sliver of a 90-year life.
Right. Doesn't sound that tiny to me.
But it's the funniest tiny
sliver. It's a bad thing. It's not what I want Chuck Berry to be remembered.
It is a bad thing. You're making sure Chuck Berry gets remembered correctly? That's your job?
That's my job.
You smell my fart. Do that.
How about a little more Johnny B. Goode and a little less smell my fart? How about that?
You smell my fart. I think there's been enough Johnny B. Goode in the world. We need to balance the scales.
Right.
You smell my fart.
How many times do you think Johnny B. Goode has been played?
Millions.
Right? So we have a lot of catching up to do.
You smell my fart. I want to see Michael J. Fox do that on stage at a prom so we can, like, balance out the pop culture scales.
You smell my fart.
Your kids are going to love it.
Sorry, we're out of time.
He would say to the crowd after he farted into a microphone. Hey, Chuck, it's your cousin Marvin. I just got an idea of what you could do to a hooker. Right? Change that whole movie. Today's celebrity birthdays, John Francis Daly. You may remember him from the little pipsqueak on Freaks and Geeks.
Sam.
Yeah. Now he's a big-time movie writer. Wrote Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, no kidding.
For example, along with his partner. He's 32 years old today, as Harley Morenstein, also 32. Giselle Bundchen's 37. Judy Greer's 42. Omar Epps is 44 years old. Sandra Oh is 46. Josh Holloway's 48. Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam fame is 51. Dean Winters, very talented actor, is 53. And Carlos Santana! Right? Just want to walk on the beach. Find a coconut.
Yep.
Crack it open.
Uh-huh.
Drink that coconut milk.
Okay.
Okay.
Then fart on a hooker. Coconut milk makes you gas. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Every Thursday morning at this time on the Kevin and Bean Show, we check in with Jim Rome. Good morning, Jim.
You guys, I love Linkin Park. Love Linkin Park. One guy raps, one guy screams. I love those guys.
How it works.
Love them. What's up, guys?
Jim is the host of the Jim Rome Show. You can hear daily, 9 till noon, West Coast, jimrome.com. If you miss it or want to hear it again, don't forget the Daily Jungle podcast available, same site or play.it and iTunes. So much going on today, Jim. We're so excited to have you on, especially since we're only about 2 hours away from the parole hearing of the century starting with O.J. Simpson. We were just talking off the air. O.J. Simpson is the most famous football player of all time, wouldn't you say?
I would say that. I think he might be the most famous human being of all time. I mean, let's not get this twisted. This guy literally at 70 is more popular now than he ever was. More popular than when he played, more popular than when he was running through airports. He is the most popular he has ever been. And in less than 2 hours, we are going to find out whether or not the juice will be loose yet again.
Now, it's very tough for people in their minds to compartmentalize the two different crimes that O.J. Simpson has been involved with. The one we all have feelings about the alleged double murder, but this one is something completely different, and people may not want him out of jail because of the first thing, but there's kind of no reason to let him out of jail if he's done his time and had good behavior for the second thing, right?
I think that's true. I'm no legal analyst, but I think the parole board has been told just that. Do not think about the first thing. Only focus on the second thing, and it seems to me because he's been a model prisoner, because he's already served 9 years, a punishment that really did not fit that crime that he committed, and because he has no prior record of felonies. Remember, while he killed two people, he was acquitted. So with no priors and good behavior, this guy's going to get out as long as he doesn't do or say something really foolish in the next couple hours.
Ali, you seem to disagree that it's a sure shot that he's going to get some freedom?
Not at all. I wish it wasn't, but...
Oh, you'd like to see him stand. Gotcha.
I would, but it's not going to happen because that's our legal system. That's how things work.
Yeah, but again, I mean, Ali, I'm not saying that you should like this guy or in any way condone anything about this guy, but in 9 years, 9 years for what he did, that punishment does not fit that crime. I mean, they hammered this guy. He's 70, and he's been a model prisoner, so he's going to get out now. Believe me, as long as this guy gets up in front of that board and says, look, I'm sorry, and he's contrite, even if he doesn't mean it, as long as he says and does the right thing, he's going to bounce. To me, guys, the question is, at 70, how does he live the rest of his life? What does this guy do now?
He golfs in Florida.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
And even though he lost that civil judgment in the first thing and really can't make any money, they can't touch his NFL pension. And he still, if I haven't seen any updates, Jim, but doesn't he still get, isn't he still eligible for that $300,000 a year?
Yes, I think so. But, I mean, let's be honest. This guy can make a lot of money. This guy can still make a lot of money. This guy can go out there and do a reality show or sell his interview.
But he can't keep any
of
that money, though.
No,
that's
he
my
can't.
Point.
He can't. He can't keep it. So what does he do? Does he spend the rest of his life laying low and hanging with his crew on the golf course? Or does he pick up right where he left off, killing and robbing people? Knowing this guy, the best that we can hope for is it's something in between.
Look, I would have thought that he would lay low after he got acquitted for the double murders, and then he would just count his blessings for the rest of his life, but he didn't do that then.
I would. We all would. But you know what? When you get away with something like that, don't you think you can pretty much do what you want whenever you want?
Yeah.
Like, I beat that rap. What can they do to me? I literally killed two people, allegedly, and they did nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, you think so, but at the other hand, I could see why he would keep doing what he was doing.
Hey, we saw in The People versus O.J. Simpson, right, when Cuba Gooding's playing O.J., he's like, I'm not black, I'm O.J. I mean, he felt, that's how he felt, is that he was untouchable. I thought it was so funny, Jim, I don't know if you saw it, this recent article in Rolling Stone about O.J.'s life in prison, that the guards called him Nordberg after his character in The Naked Gun, which I love so much, except for the other guards who called him Bobblehead.
Right.
They asked a guard why. He said, man, he's got a really big head.
Dude's got a huge head and stinky. Don't forget stinky. Oh, they also glossed him stinky.
Yeah.
I think, though, that my people, especially my clones, are waiting for this guy to show up today. O.J. Blimson, they've glossed him and hoping he's really fat with a gigantic head. But the fact is, the rumor is he's leaned out. He's lost 60 or 70 pounds. Yeah. So if you're looking for this guy to be a blimp, that may not be the case.
Well, maybe the Cleveland Browns want to look at him then, right?
They
need some help.
See, because he's 70, Bean.
Let's switch gears for a second.
Come on, Bean.
Right?
I was surprised to see Lonzo live up to the hype in the summer league. Look, I know there was a reason that this kid was drafted number one. I know he's a good basketball player, but I just thought that the weight of that, the pressure, thanks to his dad and everybody else, was just going to crush him in the summer league. But after that bad first game, he ended up being the star of the whole league, right?
All right, so it was just summer league, right? It was only summer league, and it's getting much tougher. But the key word that you just mentioned was hype. Hype. And if you thought the hype was going to die down because summer league is over, you could not be more wrong, especially with his boss, Magic Johnson, jockeying him as hard as he is right now. He said, quote, if he's getting triple doubles in the summer league, he's going to get triple doubles in the regular season, just like me.
Whoa.
So one thing for random Laker fans.
Yeah.
To compare Lonzo to Magic, quite another for Magic to compare Lonzo to Magic.
Yeah, that's an absurd statement as well, though.
There's more pressure right there. So he's got his old man saying things like he's already better than Steph Curry. And I've got Magic intimating that, hey, this guy's going to be as good as me. So lots of pressure.
The dad has backed off a little bit. I haven't seen as much of him lately. Am I wrong about that?
Nah, not too much. Nah, he's still doing what he does. He can't change who he is. That's who that guy is. You know what the thing is, though? I mean, the kid, first of all, the kid's really good, and the kid's got it. Think about this. The Dodgers are steamrolling their way to the best record in baseball. The Rams and Chargers open up camp in a few days, and all anybody in this town wants to talk about is a team that won 25 games last year and missed the playoffs 4 years in a row. And why? Lonzo.
Wow.
That's why.
That's a good
point. So I would tell Laker fans to sell the hell down, but you know they won't.
Talking to our friend Jim Rome.
Right, Allie?
Right.
Every Thursday at this time on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Since you mentioned the Dodgers, let's just hit this real quick before you go. We saw a headline this week that said the Dodgers are soliciting sponsorship offers for naming rights to the field at Dodger Stadium. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to be calling it Dodger Stadium anymore, though, right?
Exactly. Naming rights to the field, but not the stadium. You know, like credit card company field at Dodger Stadium, random airline field at Dodger Stadium. I mean, how whack is that? When I saw the naming rights to the third base bag, or the rosin bag behind the mound,
that's next.
Or the popsicle stick they use to clean their cleats when they're pitching. And for what, guys? You guys got 12 mil lying around? For 12 mil, you can have that.
Well, this is what I'm trying to understand. I'm sorry,
did you say we have 12 million?
I said if you guys do, and I know you do.
Yeah, please.
I mean, you're gonna get some signage at the park. You're going to get some mentions on the TV broadcast, but no fan is ever going to refer to the field as being named by the sponsor. It's just going to be Dodger Stadium. So are you really getting your money's worth if you make this
right.
deal?
I mean, it's so awkward. I mean, like, anybody's going to call the Angels the Los Angeles Angels. So that it's not going to work. It's 12 mil, too. I mean, far be it for me to say, because that's a hell of a lot of money for me, but that's one of the richest franchises in all of sports. That's walk-around Jack for co-owner Magic Johnson. Business is business, but a bad look is a bad look. And that's the worst kind, man. Leave it alone. You're having your best season ever. Leave it alone.
And I will tell you, there was some pushback from Dodgers fans who were like, how about a little less squeezing an extra $12 million into the Dodgers and a little more getting these games on my TV where I can
right.
see them?
Right. How about that? That's a much more important thing. It would be great. Since this is the best L.A. Dodgers team I've ever seen, except that most of the city can't see it, that's a much bigger issue.
That's crazy. Still.
JimRome.com is what you want to hear the program from 9 till noon again today and the podcast available. Same site or play.it and iTunes. Jim, we enjoyed it as always. Have a great week, sir. Thank you.
Goodbye, legends.
Thank you. Ralph, you want some contestants to give away some more tickets for San Diego Comic-Con?
I do. I want people who know their superheroes.
Okay.
In other media than comic books.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
That's a nice hint.
We need some pop culture fans out there who know their superheroes.
All right. You can call right now 1-800-520-1067. Warning, though, Comic-Con begins today. So if you can't go, you know, between now and Sunday, then don't call. But if you can and you want to go, passes are sold out. We're giving away tickets every day this week on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Call now 1-800-520-1067. We'll put you on hold. Play a game coming up in about 15 minutes.
A lot of people have said to me that I was unfair the way I judged Bean's podcast. I don't know if you listeners heard or not, but Bean, he put out a podcast while the boys were on vacation, and I brought it in and I broke it down. And they said it was unfair of me to take such a critical look, some would say, at Bean's podcast.
Although it did give us this gem.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
Yeah.
So that, sure.
So we got that out of it.
Now that I hear it, though, Ralph, I think maybe you weren't critical enough.
No, they said it was unfair because I did that to Bean's podcast, but completely ignored Kevin's podcast. And I think they have a point. Yes.
Wait. Kevin's podcast?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Kevin also, thanks to the listeners who gave me the heads up, Kevin also recorded a podcast while he was on vacation.
Are you Kevin, how did you not let us know about this?
Maybe I didn't want you to know, Bean.
Well, the listeners found out, and they passed it along to me, so I was able to break it down. Kevin also recorded a podcast. And here's the thing. As I was listening to it, it struck me that it's no coincidence that Kevin and Bean have been partners for as long as they have. There is a certain simpatico. There is sort of an unspoken connection I think the two of them share. You will be surprised how similar the two podcasts are.
How dare you?
Yes. For example, remember in the intro in Bean's podcast, he was talking to sort of that text-to-voice program that he likes to play with?
Right.
Same with Kevin. Kevin's intro sounds almost identical to Bean's intro to his podcast. Take a listen.
Hello, everybody. It's the Kev Dog Show with me, your friends, the Kev Dog. And a lot of people were probably saying, what? Why are you doing? Why is having all the talking on the podcast? And you only have a radio show? Well, I guess maybe somebody would ask me about that.
Why are you doing this podcast?
I'm glad you asked me that, robot friend, because I have such an important things to have to share to you.
Why don't you shut up?
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
No, you shut up.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Ha! I wins.
Yeah, you wins.
Oh, man.
Bean told us that he had a musical discovery. He could not wait. He had to share that Joker fan guy with us, remember?
Right.
Kevin also found something out musically, discovered a musical artist he didn't know existed before, was so excited he had to share it with all of his listeners.
This is the unbelievable thing. I have. I'm going to show you where the place you listen for. You listen is these are children, but they sing like songs that are from grown-up peoples, and they're completely awesome. And they sing songs that are from older people, but they're younger people, and they go by the name Pidscot, Cot Kids Pot. Hot kids bop, like this one. 24 karat magic in the air. Look out. Oh, that sounds like that song. And this one. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? What? How did they do so goodness? And this one. Oh, who can never think of such a thing?
Yeah, Kevin discovered.
Just discovered Kids
just
Bop.
Just discovered Kids Bop. He was blown away. He had to share it with everyone.
I think they're like 60 albums in.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while since they've been on the scene. Remember how Bean talked about the situation for pets in Switzerland?
Yeah.
What are the odds? Right. Yeah, talk about guinea pigs. What are the odds Kevin also wanted to talk about Switzerland?
That's bizarre.
I also want to talk about Switzerland. Hey, wait a minute. That's not Switzerland music. That's from Mexico. I'm talking about Switzerland, land of Berlin. And the wall, the famous wall, came down with Hasselhoff. And, of course, pizza and Chinese noodles. But they have a new law that you only can have 7 fish in a bowl. I never had any fish. That's the end of the story.
Didn't really get it in depth as Bean did in his.
I will never not listen to this podcast.
Well, Kevin also, as you can imagine, has very strong fireworks feelings. Remember Bean was talking about fireworks. Kevin, I think, has the opposite point of view.
You know, one thing's my favorite things about holidays time is how the 4th of July has so many louds. And so it's time to talk about fireworks. Baby, you're a fire. Oh, hi, Britney Spears. You go, boy.
Yeah, so you can hear the Kev Dog Show every week.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is...
Excuse me. What are you doing?
The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:36. I thought I could get away with it, but no.
Why have you? You've never gotten away with it. Why would you think you can?
One last bite. I thought I could do it.
Let's give away these Comic-Con passes. Hottest ticket in the world. Can't buy them. They are completely sold out. San Diego Convention Center this weekend. Ralph, you're going to be down there tonight, on stage tonight, right?
Yeah, I leave right after the show. I got a boogie. I got a production meeting down there, and then I'm doing an event tonight. We're doing a tribute to Adam West.
Nice.
Where? Is it sold out? Is it sold out, or can people still go?
No, people who are at the con can, you know, it's first come, first serve.
Okay.
It's about 1,000-seater. We're in room 6 there in the convention center.
Okay.
Tonight at 7 o'clock is the Adam West celebration. Then tomorrow I will be at the TIC panel. I'll be moderating that. And there's a big exhibit across the street, by the way, near the Petco Park there, where they have a big TIC. You can go inside his head and everything's very cool. And then Saturday I'm doing the Family Guy panel, and Friday night doing Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith. That is sold out. But, yeah, it's going to be a big weekend, so I hope to see everybody down there.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's give away some tickets. Maybe some people on the phones can join you there. 1-800-520-1067. This game is called Movie Heroes. Day.
Kevin and Bean. Get a lot of use out of this. And you. And heroes from movies.
So guess them. Go to Comic-Con. It's so easy. Just if you play. All right, how's it going to work?
All right, here's what's going to happen.
It's Movie Heroes.
yesterday we did superhero TV shows, and I thought today would be fun to play scenes from superhero movies, and you need to identify which superhero movie it is. Now, just to keep things a little bit more reasonable, a lot of superhero movies are parts of franchises.
Right.
There's multiple movies. So what we did, in case that anyone of these movies is from a franchise, it'll be from the first film in that franchise, to keep things simple for you so you don't have to try to guess.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Who's first?
James from Pasadena. A lot of times we have the screeners put what they do for a living up, and it's delivery driver electrical. That's what it says there.
He's an electrical person?
He's an electrical
robot?
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy.
Hey, James.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
James, I'm going to play a scene from a movie. You need to identify it, okay?
All right.
Here you go. What are you doing up there?
Staying away from you. That's a cute outfit. Did your husband give it to you?
You know what movie that's from, James?
Oh, man. I'm just going to take a guess. Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I'm sorry. It's Spider-Man. The first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
All right.
That famous scene where he's wrestling against... What's his name? Yeah. Slim Jim. That guy. Macho Man. That's it. Yeah.
Louis in Panorama City is a receiver.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
I'm a giver.
You two need to get together down in San Diego.
Luis.
Yep.
Here is your scene from a movie. You need to identify what movie it comes from, okay?
Thank you, Luis.
Hey, are we the good guys?
Yeah.
We're the good guys, right?
Yeah, we're the good guys.
Feels kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, but we're not done yet.
Your name's in that clip, Luis.
Damn,
you know what movie it's from?
It's hard to hear.
It is hard to hear. I'm sorry about that.
I said we're the good guys. I'm just going to go with X-Men.
I'm sorry. Ant-Man was the answer we were looking for.
Sorry. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Saul in La Puente. Hi, Saul.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Saul, you know the game. We're going to play a clip from a movie. You need to identify it. Here you go.
Well then, is it true that you can see through anything?
Yes, I can. Oh, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And that you're totally impervious to pain?
Well, so far.
I mean, if you don't get that one.
Yeah. That's all. That's the godfather of them all.
I mean, come on.
Superman?
What?
Superman?
Yes!
It's movie heroes!
You win tickets. We don't even do a drawing. Congratulations.
When you're in. Hold on. We'll give you details.
All right. Let's go to Omar in Anaheim. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Omar. We're going to play your your superhero movie clip. You need to identify it. Here you go.
I'm about to do to you what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 90s.
What? One more time.
Nope.
Can't play it again. Sorry.
Iron Man. I'm gonna assume Iron Man.
No, I'm sorry. That was Deadpool. That was Deadpool right there.
Oh, people are having trouble hearing. That bums me out.
It's a problem.
All right. Let's go to Colleen in Santa Clarita. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Colleen. Here's your superhero movie clip.
You mean you were lying?
I'm a spy. That's what I do.
How do I know you're not lying to me right now?
I am taking you to the front. We are probably going to die. This is a terrible idea.
You know what movie that's from, Colleen?
Oh, no. It's so hard to hear.
Oh man.
This game's bumming me out.
Right?
I'm going to say Captain America.
No, I'm sorry. It was Wonder Woman. It was a clip from Wonder Woman. Indeed.
This is a bummer.
Yep.
All right. Our
phones blow, apparently.
Yes, that's true. Let's go to Adam in Azusa. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Good, Adam. Here's your superhero movie clip.
You killed my parents.
What? Huh. What are you talking about?
I made you. You made me first.
Batman 89.
There you go.
Nicely
well done,
done,
sir. You're going to Comic-Con.
Thanks, guys.
Congrats. You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Frank in La Puente. Hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are good.
Good, Frank. We have a superhero movie clip for you. You need to identify the movie. Here it is.
I need a horse.
We don't have horses, just dogs, cats, birds.
Hey, give me one of those large enough to ride.
Hey, you still need a lift?
I can barely hear it. I don't know. Thor.
Yeah! Well done!
Who thought he was going to come up with that? Nice job, Frank.
The God stepped in. Odin gave you that answer.
Another Frank from Los Angeles is next. Hi, Frank.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Good, Frank. We got a clip for you from a superhero movie. You need to tell us what movie it's from.
Here we go.
You've been called the Da Vinci of our time. What do you say to that?
Absolutely ridiculous. I don't paint.
And what do you say to your other nickname, the Merchant of Death?
That's not Ben.
That's Iron Man.
It is Iron Man. You're absolutely right.
I think we have just one pair left.
That's true.
All right, let's go to Nick in downtown Los Angeles. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Nick. We have one more pair left. If you can identify this superhero movie, you will get that pair of tickets to go to Comic-Con. Here's your clip.
I don't know if I can do this.
Nothing to sell a few bonds, bonds buy bullets, bullets kill Nazis. Bing, bang, boom. You're an American hero.
It's just not how I pictured getting there.
Oh, man.
Know that movie, Nick?
Ooh, I couldn't hear it. I'm just going to take a guess. I don't know. Captain America.
Yes! Captain America, the First Avenger. Congratulations. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details, but you're going to Comic-Con this weekend.
Man, thank you for playing the game.
It's Movie Heroes.
LNOC's alternative rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
We haven't already given away enough stuff today, also have California Neighbor Passes to Universal Studios Hollywood every morning this week at 9 a.m., and that means your chance to win yours is coming up in about 5 minutes or so here on K-Rock, right after Ralph takes a look at the showbiz beat.
You know what else we have? We have a spot to play poker with Dave at his table.
I think it's poker.
Have you ever talked to Dave?
Yeah. Poker.
He has trouble with vowels, for sure.
His vowels get all switched around.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I don't know how.
I don't either.
It's weird that he doesn't speak Spanish and he doesn't speak English.
Right.
That's true. He sits between two chairs, as they used to say. It's a spot to play poker at Dave's table at K-Rock's Guy's Night Out.
Yeah!
At the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. Tomorrow night, you will get a rack of chips worth $200. You will sit at Dave's table. He does not play poker very well, so you'll likely win. It's really the perfect storm. You got to be 21 years of age or older to play. If you don't win, don't feel bad. You can also RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys at thebike.com. Doors will open at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Then the poker and blackjack starts at 9 p.m. So Dave's table tomorrow night at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. If you'd like to play poker with Dave, give us a call right now. You got to be 21 years of age or older. 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 21 will win that coveted spot at Dave's table. Oh, I don't speak like that. Remember yesterday we were talking about David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, his cruise.
Was it yesterday?
I think it was
the day before
2 days ago.
It was his birthday, I believe, maybe.
Oh, birthday.
I don't remember. We were talking about him. Okay. But we're also talking about the fact he's got a beautiful young girlfriend named Haley Roberts. And she is roughly the same age as his daughter, who's also named Haley, which is a little odd. And we commented on that and said, oh, that's got to be a little strange. Little did I know how strange it would be until I heard this little interview of David Hasselhoff on a radio station in Texas. They were interviewing him about his love life, and they also commented on it. And I think his answer will haunt me forever.
Oh, no.
The best part about it is having this beautifully young girlfriend that I can actually show the world to. It's kind of like, it's almost like having another daughter, but
No.
Sleeping with her.
Whoa. Oh.
So to speak. Does that make any sense?
It makes almost too much sense at times.
Almost too much. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
That is Trump creepy.
That is
Trump creepy.
Too much sense.
Wow.
I think it's even beyond Trump creepy.
Wow.
It's creepy because he doesn't just want to do it.
Right.
He's talked about
He's actually doing it. Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's not
there
what
was, there was that.
That's not good.
So that all happened there with that.
That's bullshit.
Right?
He's not thinking about his daughter, though.
No, I think he probably misspoke, but, you know, they say, as Sigmund Freud always said, Kevin, what did he always say?
Sometimes words don't work when you're trying to form them.
He also said there are no mistakes.
No mistakes.
Yeah. So,
same.
It may have been a Freudian slip, but it was very, very troubling.
It is.
You know what else is troubling? Chris Angel. He troubles me.
Yeah.
It was all his mind freaking. He's going to be at the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning, 11:30 a.m. He's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Chris, of course, has his Mind Freak TV show on A&E. Is that still on? Is that show still on? Is that still?
I don't think it's been on for a long time.
I hadn't even heard the word Chris Angel in years until you brought it up this
morning.
I think
he stopped doing that to do the thing at the Luxor or wherever he is.
Yeah, he is in Vegas. He's got two shows there, Chris Angel Believe and Chris Angel Mind Freak Live. And he will be on hand today. If you're a fan, go down there and, I don't know, tell him to pick a card or something. What you do.
Was Mind Freak the show? Well, who am I thinking of, Kevin? The guy who would, throw a playing card up against a window and it would come out on the other side of the glass and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it
was him. David Blaine did some of that stuff, too.
Yeah, they're similar. They do a lot of street stuff.
He would do stuff like that.
I mean, I got to be honest. I'm no huge Magic fan, but I watch that stuff and I'm pretty impressed by it. Like, I can't figure out how they do that stuff.
Does it freak your mind?
I don't know that it freaks my mind.
It freaks your mind. You know it.
Does.
You know the guys who are the creators of Game of Thrones? Well, not the story, naturally, the books, but the guys who are the showrunners, David Benikoff and D.B. Weiss, they have announced they're putting together a new show for HBO. Based on the concept, what would have happened if the South had won the Civil War? Takes place
race
in,
war!
Place in an alternate timeline. It's called Confederate, and it's where the southern states have successfully seceded from the Union.
Successfully seceded.
Yes. And they have given rise to a nation which slavery remains legal. And then they fight a war against the North. And it's the third American Civil War. Is that the premise of the show?
That is an outstanding premise for a show.
Is it really an alternative timeline?
Another excellent question.
Or is that the word we're actually living in?
I'm going to tell you.
Confederate on HBO coming soon, apparently. That's their new premise.
No Ralph, I spent a lot of time in the South now, as you know.
I know you do, sir, because you are a true gentleman of the South, sir.
And Confederate flags are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Right?
It is still a thing, and I don't think it's all just pro-South. I think a lot of it is anti-North. I really, yep. I do get that feeling in some towns, for sure.
South will rise again.
That's what they say.
Yep.
Which is weird, though, because
you're saying some people in the South don't like the North?
What I'm saying is it's so strange for me because these people consider themselves real Americans, yet they are flying a flag of and supporting and wistful for the days when another country was formed and declared war on the United States. I mean, the South was the enemy of the United States.
Hmm.
Yet for some reason in their minds they've managed to
flip that. That might have been the real United States.
Well, maybe that's what they think. But I'm curious to see how they make this show work. That might be cool.
He won't watch it, but he's curious.
I'll check it out. I like alternative history type shows. I like shows like that, like Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, you watch
like
that?
Yeah.
It sounds racist.
And I think by definition it probably will be. And Bean, are you sad Kenny Rogers is retiring?
I am.
What?
Why?
I knew it.
Come on.
And I'm very confused by this final show that you're going to tell us about because it's
your final concert happening in October 25th in Nashville. Say goodbye to live performance. Kenny Rogers will be retiring. Oh, what a touching evening it's going to be. And what an appropriate final tribute concert it will be, too, when you look at the guests. Dolly Parton will join Kenny Rogers on stage.
Makes sense. They've had multiple hit records together.
This will be the only third time Kenny and Dolly performed live together in 27 years. Can you believe
really?
That? They've recorded together a ton, but they haven't performed together so much. So, naturally, Dolly Parton will be there. Alison Krauss, another country star. Mm-hmm. She will be there. Makes sense. Of course, Idina Menzel, Broadway star, will be on hand because of Kenny Rogers' long history on Broadway.
That one is perplexing.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Flaming Lips. The Flaming Lips will also be performing.
What?
Yes.
Flaming Lips will be performing.
Come on now.
Tell me it's going to be live streamed. I'm in now.
I don't know. But I just know the Flaming Lips are going to be there.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the kids are going to love it.
Yeah, I agree.
How?
I am sad.
I am sad. I'm sorry to see you.
How sad can you be about Kenny Rogers?
A terrific artist who still, it's not like he's old and can't sing anymore, still sounds great.
Yeah.
Sad to see him get off the road.
But I think he recognizes the energy it takes. He's 78 years old.
Yeah.
The energy it takes to tour, the way to get out there. I think you have to know when to fold them. I think he has decided.
You go to hell.
You go straight to hell.
Yeah! The fire. I don't know. The kids love it. The kids love Kenny Rogers.
The kids love nothing more than they love Kenny Rogers.
Oh, boy. Today's celebrity birthdays. Carlos Santana is 70 years old today. Dean Winters is 53. Stone Gossard is 51. Josh Holloway of Lost Fame, 48 years old. We got a bell.
Wow.
Oh, he's dreamy.
All right.
Sandra Oh is 46. Omar Epps is 44. Judy Greer is 42. Giselle Bundchen is 37 years old. Harley Morrison is 32. John Francis Daly, actor and screenwriter, is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz beat.
LA and OC's alternative rock all week long here on K-Rock at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. We are giving you California Neighbor Passes, Universal Studios Hollywood. It's a pretty good deal, you guys. A nine-month pass, good for over 175 days of the year. And thank you to Julio Banderas from Torrance, who just won his tickets. Your chance coming up with Cat Corbett at noon.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:42. Just before the showbiz beat, we have five pair of tickets for a four-pack of tickets. We have five winners.
Wow.
We have five separate winners.
Wow.
And why doesn't Kevin do more giveaways, Ralph?
My Lord.
So we have five separate winners, and what you get is a four-pack of tickets and ride passes to the OC Fair running now until August 13th.
You sure about those details?
The number's 1-800-520-1067.
Which callers are you going to take?
The first five.
Okay.
Don't try and turn me up. I do that on my own.
So four winners get five tickets each?
Five winners get a four-pack of tickets.
Oh, I see. All right.
We've got a five-pack of tickets for a four-pack of tickets. That's what he said.
That's not exactly what I said.
That's what you said.
I mean, I was okay.
You're as good on the air as you are on your podcast, Kevin.
Thank you.
Hey, Ralph, speaking of things. Ryan, speaking
what?
Of things.
What?
I think this is going to surprise you. Yesterday, we found out that Ally McKay had been in a movie, Unaccompanied Minors, that she had never seen. We were all stunned by that news.
Her and Fez.
Right. Today, we found out that Ally did not know.
Oh, jeez, Bean.
That Mission Impossible was a television series before it was a movie franchise.
Yay!
No way.
I mean...
Did not know Mission Impossible was a series. Now, look.
Wow.
There may be a lot of people that show was late 60s, early 70s, right? I mean, it's old, but it has
I remember Get Smart, and he talked on a shoe phone.
Yeah, that's completely different.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Same time.
I remember Maude.
I'm just surprised with all the years that the Mission Impossible film franchise has been around that it had not at any point come up that it was a remake of a very, very popular television show.
Don't care.
With a lot of stars on it.
Plus, keep doing what you're doing, Alan.
Thank you.
The popular culture has always been this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Yeah, they do that in the movie.
Yeah, but they did it long before the movie. You never heard that you never heard the theme before? Dun, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah. Boom. For sure.
Yeah, you heard that like your whole life,
yeah.
Right?
What's that from?
That's the theme to the Mission Impossible TV series.
Theme.
I like it when anyone else on the show steps into the Kevin role.
He loves this right now. It's perfect timing.
I'm not looking at me right now. We're five-pack of tickets for four-pack of tickets.
But, Bean, the reason I realized I never knew it was a TV show was because... You had mentioned that someone very close to you had no idea either.
Yes, same deal with my wife. She didn't know until Martin Landau died the other night because I pointed out how much I loved him on Mission Impossible. She had no idea that Mission Impossible is a show either. So this is like some epidemic now in my life of people who don't know about this great show.
I think it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
I think you'll make it through, Bean.
I hope scientists can come up with some sort of cure.
What about when Leonard Nimoy dies or Peter Graves dies or one of those guys where all the obituary packages talk about one of the highlights of their career was doing all this work in Mission Impossible. You never saw any of that?
They're in the movie, yeah.
You're dead to me.
I'm sorry, kid.
Well, it's a great series and you're missing out.
I'm sure I am.
You should get right on it.
She didn't see a movie that she was in.
Yeah, that's true.
For 11 years.
That's true.
You think she's going to get right on Mission Impossible from 1968?
That's a good point.
But it's a little surprising, isn't it, Ralph?
It is
a little
surprising.
Bit. Yes. Like you said, it's kind of part of the culture.
Yeah, there are some shows that are so big they sort of ingrain themselves in the American subconscious. And so I always thought that was one of them.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
You know what? The Star Trek also was a very popular TV series before Chris Pine started making those Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
It's true.
Speaking of popular television, American Idol, right?
I guess.
Is that something that needs to happen?
It's coming back.
ABC doesn't need to happen.
Okay. ABC's bringing it back. And we found out this morning it's official that Ryan Seacrest will be returning as host right after this message. No, it's just in general he's returning. He announced it on his Live with Kelly and Ryan television program this morning that he has worked things out with ABC and he indeed will be the host. Some are saying to the tune of $15 million is what he'll be paid for that job.
Look, I wasn't going to watch anyway.
Wow.
But I'm less likely to watch with Seacrest doing it. He's fine, but I know I'm not going to get anything interesting out of him. If they had announced some spectacular host that I like, I would be more
inclined
to tune
in. How about LL Cool J?
Right?
Well, how would that would have been? You would have liked
that. Even a worse idea.
Listen, I think he's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
But I think $15 million to read cue cards and saying, coming up next, Eliza is going to sing Hello. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't
But that
get it.
Show just, I think it's completely inexpensive to make and they got nothing
not
but cash.
Not apparently, not anymore. Not if he's giving, they're giving him 15, they're giving Katy Perry, what, 20?
25, yeah.
This is probably the most expensive game show on television.
Kevin, do you think anyone tunes into that show because of Seacrest?
No, I don't.
Then why pay him $15 million to read cue cards when you can get anyone to do it? Bring back Dunkelman.
Yeah.
Right?
No Dunkelman, no peace. Right? Give Dunkey a chance. That's what I'm saying.
Just got an email from former intern Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo!
Had no idea that Mission Impossible was a TV series.
Is that a
same
shock?
With Twitter, right? Sandra Beltran. Thank you for your tweet.
What the hell?
Guys, it was on for like 6 years, 7 years, something like that. It's a big hit.
It's one through line with all these people who don't know stuff, by the way.
I have noticed that.
Yeah. All very, very adorable ladies.
Just want to say.
All very adorable.
Just want to say.
Adorable what, Allie?
Adorable ladies.
Ladies, correct, yes.
Give us a call right now if you
have
any
calls.
No,
we're not taking any.
You
don't need any calls. Celebrity birthdays. John Francis Daly was a very talented young actor, now is a very talented screenwriter. Just wrote Spider-Man Homecoming with his partner. His writing partner. I don't know. Sexuality. I don't know what's going on there. Don't really. It's not my business. 32 years old today. Harley Morenstein from Epic Mealtime, 32 years old. Giselle Bundchen's 37. Our pal Judy Greer's 42 years old today. Omar Epps is 44. Sandra Oh, 46 years old. Josh Holloway is 48. Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam is 51. Actor Dean Winters celebrates his 53rd birthday. And Carlos Santana! Legendary Latin rock guitarist, so many hits.
He just seemed like the coolest guy in the world.
Very much so. He had a band named Santana, named after him. He didn't even sing, he just sat there. He just made that guitar cry.
Remember earlier this morning when Bean asked if you knew that he didn't sing?
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
That's not him. It's still not him.
I see. Okay.
There's a guy in the band who sang. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 p.m. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we talk to Eli Roth about Shark After Dark. Ralph will be broadcasting live from Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the movie beat. We've got a brand-new internet roundup. We've got your passes for Comic-Con. And Kevin Spacey joins us.
What?
Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.